This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, September 30th, 2022. As Hurricane Ian made its way across Florida and now heads towards South Carolina, amateur radio operators have continued to provide communication support for weather updates and requests for assistance. The hurricane made landfall at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, September 28th, just south of Tampa, Florida, as a Category 4 hurricane with winds of 150 miles per hour. Millions of residents are still without power, and damage was reported as extensive along the storm's initial path. As of 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday, the National Hurricane Center reported that Ian is taking aim at the Carolinas and Georgia with life-threatening flooding, storm surge, and strong winds. ARRL Director of Emergency Management Josh Johnston, KE5MHV, has been in regular contact with ARRL section managers and section emergency coordinators in Florida and throughout the southeastern United States. Johnston said ARRL is also in touch with national-level partners, including FEMA and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, should any request for direct emergency communications via amateur radio be needed. Johnston said many ARRL ARES volunteers and their groups are involved across Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. Many ARES groups throughout Florida have been in a state of readiness since before the weekend, said Johnston. These amateur radio volunteers are well connected with their state and local emergency management partners in government and non-government organizations. Johnston also said there is an ARES members at the request of the Florida Division of Emergency Management serving in the State Emergency Operations Center. Many ARES groups are also operating in several shelter locations. W1AW, the Maxim Memorial Station at ARRL's headquarters in Connecticut, has activated its WinLink station to handle PAC-DOR 3 and 4 messages and traffic, as well as its shared station, NCS-310. Bobby Graves, KB5HAV, net manager for the Hurricane Watch Net, said the net is now transitioning from receiving weather data to gathering post-storm reports. And he added that the Hurricane Weather Net may be assisting with emergency, priority, and any health and welfare traffic, and that net may continue operations for several days. The Hurricane Weather Net will issue an after-action report to detail the number of amateur radio operators who participated on the net. If you'd like more information about the hurricanes and the nets, you can go to ARRL.org. And for listening or participating in the nets, it's the Hurricane Watch Net or the VOIP Hurricane Net. Visit their websites for more information on that. The Federal Communications Commission has granted ARRL an emergency request for a 60-day temporary waiver intended to facilitate amateur radio emergency communications for hurricane relief. That waiver was adopted on Tuesday, September 27th, and immediately permitted amateur radio operators supporting amateur radio data transmissions for Hurricane Ian traffic to employ a higher symbol rate for data transmissions than the current limit of 300 baud. ARRL's request stated that trained amateur radio operators are working with emergency management officials and relief organizations to assist with disaster relief communications in anticipation of Hurricane Ian gaining strength. ARRL sought that waiver for the Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES, for volunteers and other amateur radio support groups working with the federal, state, and local emergency management officials to assist with disaster relief. More on this at ARRL.org. The International Telecommunications Union, ITU, the United Nations Specialized Agency for Information and Communication Technologies, has announced the election of Doreen Bogdan Martin of the United States as the next ITU Secretary General. Bogdan Martin will assume the office on January 1, 2023. She is radio amateur operator KD2JTX. That election took place during ITU's conference in Bucharest, Romania on Thursday, September 29th. Boardman Martin won the position with 139 votes out of 172 votes cast by representatives of member states. This is an exciting development for ITU, said International Amateur Radio Union President Tim Ellum, VE6SH. She will be the first female secretary general and only the third to hold an amateur license. Doreen has an exciting agenda for ITU. The U.S. Department of State has published a statement from Borgdon Marilyn, as well as her biography and vision. You can read that statement, as well as an ITU press release, at the U.S. Department of State's website and at ARRL.org. ARRL member Brian Daly, WB7OML, has received the AT&T Fellows Honor in 1921, and he's now being recognized by AT&T as a trailblazer in the telecommunications industry. The AT&T Fellows Honor is given to individuals in the AT&T technical community who have made sustained and notable contributions through scientific and technical achievements and that have impacted AT&T's business. Daly is an Assistant Vice President of Standards and Industry Alliances for AT&T and helped develop wireless services, including wireless emergency alerts and AT&T's nationwide public safety network called FirstNet. Daly continues to provide expertise to the Federal Emergency Management Agency, that's FEMA, the National Weather Service, and the U.S. Geological Survey, and state, local, and tribal agencies. He holds an amateur radio extra class license and is a technical specialist for the ARRL Georgia section. The ARRL Foundation Grant Program opened a second proposal period, which began September 7th, 2022, and now runs until November 4th, 2022 at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Radio clubs can now apply, and information about the program can be found on the ARRL website at www.arrl.org/club-grant-program. Following the first proposal period that ran earlier this year, 128 clubs applied for grants with a variety of outstanding projects. Emphasis is placed on projects that have a component of community, involvement, training, and new ham development, and club revitalization. 24 clubs were chosen, and nearly $270,000 was awarded. Clubs that applied in the first round but did not receive a grant are urged to reapply. The ARRL Foundation will award an additional $230,000 in grants at the end of the second application period. Here's this week's AMSAT news from Bruce Page, KK5DO. The AMSAT Symposium, October 21st and 22nd, will be the first time we've been able to have a face-to-face get-together since the beginning of COVID. This is a wonderful opportunity to have conversations with other hams that are interested in satellites and to express your ideas. As AMSAT President Bankston, KE4AL, said in this month's Apogee View in the Journal, some of AMSAT's most innovative accomplishments started with a discussion that began at a symposium. I hope you can join us in Bloomington, Minnesota. More details at AMSAT.org. We now have rovers hitting the highway soon. Wayne W7WGC will be roving in Oregon from September 28th through October 3rd for the Parks on the Air program. He'll be in CN 74, 75, and 76, and also CN 85 and 86. Mitch AD0HG, one of our recent Gridmaster Award recipients, will be roving in DN 72, 73, DN 82 and 83, DN 92 and DN 93 from October 4th through October 6th. And Halvard LA7XK/JW7XK will be operating from Svalbard in JQ78 from October 5th through October 10th on RS-44. A good opportunity if you are within the footprint of the satellite for a pretty good and rare grid and DXCC entity. In radio sport contesting this week, many opportunities, all from October 1st through the 2nd, the Worked All Provinces of China DX contest, that's CW, the Oceania DX contest, that's phone, the Russian WW digital contest, digital of course, October 1st and 2nd, the IARU Region 1 UHF microwaves contest, CW phone and digital. Also on October 1st through the 2nd, the International Hell Contest, the California QSO Party, CW and phone, the SKCC QSO Party, that's CW, and the UBAON Contest, that's single sideband, that's on phone. Also October 1st and 2nd is the RSGB DX Contest, that is CW and phone. Upcoming section, state, and digital air division conventions, and here is an important announcement first. The Rock Hill Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL South Carolina Section Convention in Rock Hill, South Carolina, which was scheduled for October 1st, has been rescheduled now for November 12th. Also on the agenda for October 1st, the Wichita Area Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Kansas State Convention, that's in Wichita, Kansas. October 7th and 8th, the Melbourne Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Florida State Convention in Melbourne, Florida. October 7th and 8th, the Slidell EOC Ham Fest, and hosting the ARRL Louisiana State Convention in the Slidell, Louisiana. October 7th through 9th, the ARRL Rocky Mountain Division Convention in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And October 9th, the Nutmeg Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Connecticut State Convention. That's in North Haven, Connecticut. And our thanks this week to W4EKV Linked Repeater System in Knoxville, Tennessee, and the Fannin County Amateur Radio Club in Bonham, Texas, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeaters. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.